This is New England Public Radio. Massachusetts cities and towns with marijuana businesses are getting revenue from a 3% tax on retail pot sales. As New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, most municipalities haven't decided how to spend the money, but residents have lots of ideas.
The top cannabis tax earner in Western Mass this quarter, from February through April, is Northampton, with more than $500,000. Next, Great Barrington, with about $250,000. Pittsfield got a little more than $85,000. Pittsfield resident Rodney Jones is sitting at a bus stop taking a break between his day job working at a factory and a night job cleaning a school. He'd like to see the taxes from marijuana go to repair parks.
They're pretty beat up now from wear and tear. Some of the playground fixtures, they're really loose from, you know, the kids just playing on them constantly.
Another Pittsfield resident, Hassan Williams, is also thinking of children.
Like entertainment or recreational stuff for the kids, like things that they could play chess, like games or learning stuff.
Jessica Neary, who has a 13-year-old son and is living on disability, would like to see the money help low-income residents and the homeless.
A lot of money should be spent on shelters, on more food.
Adam Ingenito is pulling a red wagon with his son, Antonio. Ingenito says it's too early to know what to spend the pot tax revenues on.
Can't count your chickens before they hatch. I think you should build up an account, see where the needs are, and then determine. I think to try to determine now where they're going to use the money is a little premature.
East Hampton Mayor Nicola Chappelle agrees. She doesn't want tax revenues to go into a reoccurring budget line until she knows how much to expect. East Hampton residents, though, have ideas, like tax abatement for seniors or help for first-time homebuyers. La Chappelle says people think of pot taxes as exciting.
It's really kind of a sexy tax. Down the road, it will be put to an unsexy expenditure, like retirement or healthcare, and that's fine by me.
This tax money from fiscal year 2019 is not slated in most municipal budgets. In many cases, it'll be used for unanticipated one-time expenses, such as snow removal. Not exactly sexy. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.